All right, we're going to tell you about a celebrity death. He passed away yesterday at the age of 103. That's coming up in just a second. First, Survivor host Jeff Probst suffered from an episode of temporary amnesia last year that left him very briefly with no memory. This is crazy.
So I texted my wife and I said, can you call me? And she called me. She said, what's going on? I said, I don't really know what's happening. I don't know anything. Like, where are the kids? And she said, they're at school. And I said, where are you? She goes, I'm at work. I said, something's wrong. I had zero recollection of anything that was happening to me. I had no idea who I was. So I end up going and finally seeing a neurosurgeon who figures out that what I had for 3 hours, I had global transient amnesia.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts? He said at first he definitely thought it was some sort of like early onset dementia, which is scary because he's young and pretty healthy. He's pretty young and healthy.
But the scariest thing I can imagine have happened because you don't know with your memory what you're going to remember, what you won't, how long it's going to last for. I mean, it's so much uncertainty.
The brain is so weird and so intricate. It just reminds me, because this happened, obviously it didn't last very long for him, but a friend of mine years ago, she was driving and all of a sudden everything appeared to be upside down to her.
What do you do?
It only lasted seconds, went away, has never happened since. She's seen a million doctors, but sometimes our brains do weird things.
And short out for a second.
Yeah. And then you're weird that it's going to happen again when you least expect it. You never know what's going to come
nervous.
Back.
You'd be nervous. I'd be nervous. I think I was more nervous than she was. I was like, what do you mean everything was upside down? Okay, Kirk Douglas has died at the age of 103 years old. The Spartacus star died yesterday. He survived by his wife of 65 years.
Wow.
That's going to be some sort of record in Hollywood.
Relationship goals.
Yeah, and three sons, Michael, Joel, and Eric, of course. His son, Michael Douglas, who of course is an acting icon in his own right, revealed the news of his father's death in an emotional statement to People magazine. You know, in his heyday, Kirk Douglas appeared in as many as like 3 movies a year.
No way.
Yeah.
At one point, he was the biggest actor in the world. Yeah.
A lot of critically acclaimed performances. He did have many setbacks as well. I think it was in 86 that he was fitted with a pacemaker to correct an irregular heartbeat.
86.
In 1991, he survived a helicopter crash that left 2 other people dead.
Oh, wow.
In 1996, he suffered from a debilitating stroke that left him with seriously impaired speech. That's when that happened. And depression as well. And that's sort of when his mental health had begun to dip a little bit. And then it was only months later that he sort of like clawed his way back and showed up at the Academy Awards. It was so impressive. Yeah.
He's so old. I almost forgot that he was alive. And I know that sounds really bad to say, but you know, when they get up there, they're almost out of mind.
He's 103 years old. Yeah. Out of mind? You just forget about him?
Out of sight, out of mind.
That makes me really sad. Anyway, rest in peace. 103 in Hollywood has got to be another record,
like
I would say.
In dog
they
years.
Do a lot of drugs. They do.
Yes, they do.
You know,
and like, back then, too.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Hollywood. All right, I'm Nikki, and that is your biz. And we would love for you to beat Sam with Are You Smarter Than Sam? Because if my memory serves me correctly, earlier this morning, Sam lost.
Your memory is still intact.
He failed, bad, actually.
Can we go back a little bit with your memory? And he also lost yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting
he also
away.
Lost Tuesday.
The day before.
Whoa.
We'd love for you to make it 2 losses for Sam this morning with Are You Smarter Than Sam? We're going to play coming up in about 6 minutes. Maroon 5 is on the way. And Rihanna kicking things off with Disturbia. It's a Beat 92.5.